Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Blue Days of Mirth. Today on the show we have new music from Mignon, Brandon Ray, and Jenna Paulette. This should be a fun show, folks. And today I'm actually I'm flying solo today because again I was being lazy and couldn't find a guest co-host in time. So I think with that, let's take you guys back to last week and see where we left off the countdown. And coming in at number three last week, we had my friend Chris Bradley with We Don't Paint the Town. At number two last week was the brand new one from the band Rebel Union, Brand New. And I swear I did not intentionally mean to word that the way I did. It just came out. And at number one last week was the new one from a Peyton Taylor, Whiskey on My Wings. So with that, let's just dive into this week's countdown, shall we? I'm the artist at number three. I've been playing this artist pretty much since the beginning. Coolest Girl in the World, IOISM, Mexico, and a couple others have all made an appearance on the countdown. But with a few of those hitting number one over the years. So this week at number three is Jenna Paulette with A Slow Dancing on the Moon on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
I'm just
that was Jenna Paulette with A Slow Dancing on the Moon. And now Jenna, just today actually, released a brand new song that I've heard her do on a couple of occasions at Song Suffragettes on their live Periscope feed. This one's called Shooting Stars. And considering that next week is the final original indie country radio for the year, not counting our year in countdown on the 16th. I'm not sure that I'll be able to play it this year, but definitely next year, starting in January probably. But let me go ahead and tell you guys where you can see Jenna playing in and around Nashville. The 29th of this month, she'll be at Whiskey Jam, and December 12th, she'll be doing a Christmas show in Nashville. And while I'm at it, let me I'll tell you guys a little about Jenna while I'm at it. The West is where desire meets adventure. It's endless skies. It's freedom and hard work. It's lying on a blanket underneath the stars. It's a man with callous hands loving a woman and a long history of women arising to the occasion. Jenna Paulette is the embodiment of all of the above as she blazes a trail with her a new West style country. She throws out conventions for a pedal steel rooted sensibility that marries the traditional with a contemporary. She's upending the industry one song at a time, so there's no wonder why everyone's watching to see what she'll do next. From opening gigs with the Zac Brown Band, Joe Nichols, Russell Dickerson and High Valley to remaining a staple song, Suffragettes, a weekly female-only singer-songwriter showcase at Nashville's Listening Room Cafe, Paulette is becoming an unstoppable force. She's also been added to Apple Music's Breaking Country playlist and Google Play's Country's New Crop playlist, as well as named as CMA or ASMD Discovery Artist. She also continues her work with a Step Up Women's Network. As a result, she's also earned considerable airplay on Radio Disney, and it's a country affiliate, and not more than one hundred thousand streams on Spotify. And I can't talk tonight for some weird reason. I cannot talk tonight. she's grounded even when she had teeters that fine line between genres. You never question her unequivocal country roots. Quote, I feel like the first song I ever released, Coolest Girl in the World, was the best balance I've had. It's given me direction as I figure out what the perimeters are for me as an artist, she says. But marriage, the two worlds I represent so perfectly that has become my goal. It has to have country western lyrical influence and the pedal steel to ground the music to bring it back to down to earth or to Texas. In her youth, Paulette enjoyed the freedom, sense of wonder, and sweat of the brow accomplishment her father's ranch allowed. Quote, I learned how to work long and hard, that the fruits of your labor are always tangible, and that I love cattle. Basil Morrissey had quickly gained insight into her place in the world as a strong, determined, and fearless woman. Quote, being a girl doesn't disqualify you. Women see your value and teach you how to become great. My grandfather and uncles never thought twice about me being female. They gave me boy jobs and expected me to rise to the occasion, she says. But they were sensitive to the differences in my strength, but never gave me a handout because of it. It really set me up for success and made me tough mentally. Paulette also became to understand what being a tried-and-true cowboy or a cowgirl really meant. Quote, my granddaddy is everything a cowboy represents, and I fell in love with that ideal. It set goals for what I wanted out of life, and those are things that a country western music is all about. It was easy to love the country music because it always painted a picture of the things, people, and feelings I love the most. From belting Dixie Chicks, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Wide Open Spaces early on, to spinning everything from a Troubadour by a George Strait to a King Chizzy's Bees You Are record on loop. Paulette's sense of musical depth is both rich and of the earth. After reading an article on Kenny's choice of marketing degree and seeing the effects it had on his career, Paulette was so sure of what she wanted to do in country music that she chose to get her a Bachelor of Arts in visual communications. So she, like Chesney, could have a leg up on precisely at a best package to market herself in an ever-changing world of country music. And she says, quote, about being a, that's where her forthcoming new EP comes into the picture. With producers Brad Hill and Lee Holland, who both guided Paulette to sharper focus stories, storytelling, she defines what it means to be a cowgirl in 2018. Quote, it's that you can choose the lifestyle and a mentality of the West. It's something that gets in your blood and needs to be satisfied, and I want to represent a picture of what that can look like in our day and age. I have a foundation, and I get to build on it for the rest of my life, she says, and it's based on who I actually am. That's a really, really good place to have people get to know you as an artist. And I can honestly tell you, folks, Jenna Paulette will be a star if she's not already a star. She's going places. And I cannot wait to see what she does next with her a current release, a Shooting Stars. So, all right, moving on to the number two song of this week, and this also comes from an artist that I've been such a champion for, and I've been playing for a long time. This dude is so great. He just released an EP, let me see exactly when it was, called Body Language. And this is Brandon Ray with Second Thoughts on Indie Country Radio coming in at number two this week. Here we go. Thank you.
Yeah, we had some good times, ended up on good terms. And I can't help but smile when that song comes on the radio. We still got the same friends, I still see you out at parties. Sometimes we get to talking, maybe dancing a little close. Yeah, it makes me think, when we walked away, when we said goodbye, baby, we must have been out of our minds. Oh, when you're leaning up against me, looking at me like you're looking at me right now. Right now, you got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Seems we might have let it go too fast. Called it quits a little too quick. Took back my t-shirt, gave back your vinyl, and moved on. We should be in the same cab, going to the same place, doing what we used to do all night long. When we walked away, when we said goodbye, baby, we must have been out of our minds. Oh, when you're leaning up against me, looking at me like you're looking at me right now. Right now, you got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts, yeah. You got me having second thoughts. When we walked away, when we said goodbye, baby, we must have been out of our minds, yeah. When you're leaning up against me, looking at me like you're looking at me right now. Right now, got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. You got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts. Got me having second thoughts.
And number two this week, that was Brendan Ray with Second Thoughts. A music was ever present in Ray's childhood home. His father had a deep love for legendary rockers like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Steely Dan, while his two brothers introduced him to the musical greats Metallica, Mellencamp, and Nirvana. Ray's mother kept a permanent force of country music throughout the household, with the help of icons such as George Strait and Johnny Cash. Despite the house filled with music, his first love was baseball. And he dreamed of pitching for the Texas Rangers, but was benched after two foot surgeries that ultimately shifted his focus to playing guitar and songwriting. By age 13, Ray had saved enough money to buy his first guitar and hasn't looked back since. Everything from that point on has been a means to an end in an effort to achieve his own American dream. He's held every job imaginable. Lawn care, delivery boy, waiter, construction worker, guitar teacher, and even lifeguard, where he once resuscitated the boy who nearly drowned at the city pool. Brendan still gets a Christmas card from that boy's family. At 18, he was out on the road with his first band and played 750 shows, 3 years including supporting like Fall Out Boy, Switchfoot, and Grueling Summers on the Vans Warped Tour. After arriving in Nashville, Brendan landed a publishing deal, toured playing guitar for Brett Eldridge, and lent vocals to numerous demos for various publishers and songwriters, all while developing his own sound. His new batch of songs are smothered in the American richness that Brandon has soaked up. Crisscrossing the heartland. One part country, one part rock and roll, but all heart. The new songs sew together his wide variety of influences, like a patchwork quilt. It's been a long road from a big spring to selling t-shirts and CDs for guest opening for Taylor Swift. But it won't be long before that. I wrote a soundtrack by Brandon Ray, explicit choruses blaring on country radio as he rolls on. Hey, a boy can dream. And currently Brandon is actually out on tour. So let me go ahead and give you a rundown of dates you can see him this month. Let me see. Tonight, he will be in San Diego at Moonshine Flats. Tomorrow night at Moonshine Beach in San Diego. November 10th in McCall, Idaho at Shore Lodge. The 11th in Dana Point, California at the Driftwood Music Festival. The 15th at Jurgles in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. And the 16th at Boathouse Live in Newport News, Virginia. All right, folks. Who's ready for number one? Now, when this singer's EP dropped a few weeks ago, I could not get enough of it. And I highly debated whether or not to play this one or another one that I just absolutely love. But this is her current single, so I'm going to play it. At number one this week is a Mignon with If You Ain't There on Indie Country Radio.
I don't want
And at number one this week, that was Mignon with If You Ain't There. Texas native singer-songwriter Mignon is creating quite a buzz for herself in Nashville. And she graduated from Nashville School of Arts in 2012 and then graduated from Belmont University with a commercial voice songwriting degree. With over 300 self and co-written songs in her catalog, Mignon's performance and passionate voice style has transformed her into the country pop performer she is today. Before permanently moving to Nashville at the age of 14, Mignon was known across the state of Texas as the, quote, little girl with a big voice. In 2005, she won Best Pop Singer in Houston, and in 2006, she won Best Country Singer in Houston. After winning the Texas Country Showdown for Houston and ABC TV's Most Talented Kid, Mignon won the title of Radio Disney's Best Singer in the Nation and completed a year-long tour as a Disney artist, opening for acts such as Jonas Brothers and JoJo. While in Nashville, Mignon became a spokesperson for the organization Keep the Music Playing. She performed with country superstar Brad Paisley during the 2011 CMA Awards show, and with singer Chris Young at the Schermerhorn Symphony Center for the 2012 CMA All-Stars concert. And she also performed in Belmont's prestigious Country Showcase and Commercial Music Showcase in 2013 and 2016. And Young has performed at CMA Fest, the Tin Pan South Songwriters Fest, and South by Southwest Music Fest, and Key West Songwriters Fest. She recently released her brand new EP 5, available on iTunes and Spotify. And there you have it, folks. That'll do it for this week's Indie Country Radio. But before we get out of here, as I mentioned in the intro, there's only one more original Indie Country Radio show before our year-end countdown on the 16th, and on that a year-end countdown, we have all number ones. So, coming up this Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Macy Crew joining us on the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Whit Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.